The views and opinions expressed by the hosts of Black Talk Radio News and any guests represents their views and their views only and do not necessarily represent the views of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network. All right, let me check some other news that's being shared with us. We got Big Diesel from the Chicago area in the Black Talk Radio Network chat who is sharing a story with us. He posts, son of world's most anti-drug president is accused of smuggling $125 million in meth. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte has made a name for himself carrying out a most brutal war on drugs, publicly urging police and civilians to summarily execute drug users and dealers. This campaign of mass murder has so far claimed thousands of lives. President Trump even called Duterte in April to praise him personally, saying, I just wanted to congratulate you because I am hearing of the unbelievable job on the drug problem. But you guess what? Donald Trump ain't about to round up all these meth heads in rural America and encourage me or anybody else to shoot them in the head in the street. That's what's going on in the Philippines. I caught a lot of heat for the videos that I put out on that. Lots of people from the Philippines engaging in racism towards me, petty name calling and talking about, oh, the media's lying. Oh, no, it's not the media. You have people, victims of family members, different human rights organizations inside the Philippines. There, I remember reporting the march that was participated by thousands of people in the Philippines marching against this policy of just murdering people. It's straight up murder. This is genocide, self-inflicted genocide. And this guy Duterte, I call him Mad Dog Duterte, has bragged about when he was mayor of a Filipino city of the people, how he was killing people, poor people, street people, homeless people, bragging about it. And then you got Donald Trump praising a person like that. Well, that should surprise you then, should it? That he has support from terrorists and he likens them to, you know, just regular citizens, just, you know, blowing off some steam. They feel oppressed and what have you. Talking about these Ku Klux Klan terrorists. And let's not forget, his father was a Klan member. His father was actually arrested for battling against police at a Ku Klux Klan rally. That's Donald Trump. So thank you for sharing that story with us, Big Diesel. We're going to jump back to another music break. When we come back, I got a couple of more stories to share with you. One about Harvard rescinding its offers to incoming freshmen over racist, hateful memes that they were producing on Facebook. And then the ACLU says a South Florida private prison giant is torturing immigration detainees. It's slavery, people. It's slavery. 13th Amendment never abolished slavery. Don't take my word for it. Take word of the 13th Amendment and the people who crafted the 13th Amendment. There will be former Confederates brought back into the fold by that racist white supremacist Abraham Lincoln. We'll be right back after this music mix. Hello, this is Scotty Reed, and thank you for listening to this podcast and sharing it with others. Please consider making a donation to the U.S.-based nonprofit media organization, Black Talk Media Project, in support of its efforts to elevate independent black voices. You can also support the work by joining the network's social media community, BTR Community, for just $24 a year. Black Talk Media Project is leading the way in the production of grassroots black media.